Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of the Anointed One, Jesus, to all those set apart for God in the Anointed One, Jesus, who are at Philippi, along with the watchmen and servants. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. I thank my God every time I remember you, in every prayer of mine for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in spreading the good news message from the beginning until now. I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus the Anointed One. It is appropriate for me to think about you all this way because you are near to my heart. This is because you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my captivity and in the defense of, and in the establishing of, the good news message. For God is my witness, how much I long for you all with the tender mercies of the Anointed One Jesus. And I pray that your love would abound increasingly, being tempered with all understanding and insight, so that you would be discerning about the different situations which come along. In this way, you will be pure and blameless in the day of the Anointed One, having your lives filled with all the qualities, that is, the fruits, of righteousness which come through Jesus the Anointed One to the glory and praise of God. Now I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me, instead of being bad, have worked out for the progress of the good news, so that it became evident throughout the whole palace guard, and to everyone else, that my chains are because of the Anointed One. And the majority of the brethren in the Lord, becoming confident by seeing how I endure my captivity, are more abundantly bold to speak the word of God fearlessly. Indeed, some proclaim the Anointed One because of envy, striving to appear superior, but others with a good heart. The one group proclaims the Anointed One from selfish ambition, not sincerely, imagining that they are making my chains more unbearable by proclaiming openly while I am unable to do so. The other ones do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed by God for the defense of the good news. What is the result? That in every way, whether with wrong motives or in truth, the Anointed One is proclaimed. And in this I rejoice, yes, and will continue to rejoice. For I know that this will work to further my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus, the Anointed One. Accordingly, it is my sincere expectation and hope that I will not disgrace myself in any way. Instead, I trust that with all boldness, as always, so now also, the Anointed One will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is the Anointed One, and to die is gain. But if I live on in the physical body, if this will bring fruit from my work, then I don't know what to choose. I am torn between the two, having the desire to depart and be with the Anointed One, for it is far better. Yet to remain here in this body is more necessary for your sake. And having this confidence, I know that I will remain, yes, and stay with you all for your progress and joy in the faith. In this way, your rejoicing together with me will abound in the Anointed One, Jesus, when I am present with you again. Only let the way you live be worthy of the message of the good news of the Anointed One, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your condition, that you stand firm in one spirit with one soul, co-laboring in the faith of the good news. Don't be frightened in any way by those opposing you. To them your lack of fear is a sign of future destruction, but to you it is proof of your salvation which comes from God. It has been graciously granted to you on behalf of the Anointed One, not only to believe into him, but also to suffer for his sake. This is the same battle which you saw that I have, and now you hear that I am still having. This is the end of Philippians chapter 1. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.